be December 1st.
Well, we're 1-0. You know, this team's 1-0 here in December, so that was a great way to come on the road and get a win. And really played good December football, ran the football very well. The defense played great, and we had great field position the entire day.
Why was Buckhalter so effective today?
Buck's done a great job all year. You know, he's a guy that once he breaks through that line, he's really got a lot of home run potential. And I know he was real close on the one that he got tripped up there on the end, but Buck's played real well and had two hands on that ball the entire day and ran hard.
So if you look at the stat sheet and see that they had like 100 more rushing yards than passing yards, is that okay? Okay by you?
My entire career, we've had more running yards than passing yards coming from Chicago. So no, stats really don't matter. I told Josh we'll throw it 50 times or run it 50 times. It really doesn't matter to me.
When you look back at your own individual performance, you probably aren't going to be thrilled, right? I mean, some turnovers.
Well, we had certainly wasn't happy with the pick to start off, you know, but had a couple just kind of guys coming from behind and getting there right at the end, you know. So I got to get the ball out a little bit faster. Got to block them a little bit longer and get open.
Broncos had lost 17 out of 18. Did you even know that, or do you even listen to stuff like that?
I mean, we knew. We didn't really take too much stock in it. You know, we figured if we came in and played good football and play the way we're capable, we'd get out of here with a win.
Just kind of offensive output. Does that carry over into next week?
Well, I hope so. I mean, that's that's two good weeks in a row that we put together on offense, and I just think as a team we played well for 2 weeks in a row, and hopefully just continue that momentum.
Can you talk about having a guy like Brandon Marshall? You just get him the ball at the line of scrimmage, and he'll break it for 50.
We got a lot of guys like that. You know, just getting the ball, you know, on short passes and let them do their thing. You know, whether it's the running backs or the wide receivers or the tight ends. You know, we got a lot of guys that can make plays. You know, not having to throw the ball 50 yards down the field.
Normally, you can't get away with 3 turnovers and win by 30. How did that happen today?
Well, the defense did great. Hold them to field goals. You know, for the most part, the one there at the end. You know, they let them get in, but for the most part, they held them to 3 points after the turnovers, which is huge. And you know, we were able just to keep on going and scoring points.
What's it mean, Kyle, in terms of balance? I mean, the way you guys were able to work both sides, you threw the ball well effectively early and then just pounded away.
Yeah, it's great. We've, these games when we've had balance, you know, like that, we've played really well and kind of controlled the clock and controlled the whole game. So that's what you got to do in December. You're not going to be able to throw the ball 50 times and hopefully be able to pound it at him 35, 40 times and then make plays in the passing game. That's what we did.
Kyle, Tom Bali was in your face. So he got you 3 times.
He's a good player. We knew that. You know, we knew he was a good player, and we knew we were going to have to get the ball out. There was a couple times that I held it a little bit too long, and he got there. He's a good player.
They really hadn't had much of a pass rush for 2 years. I mean, have you seen anything on tape that he looked like he had?
Well, we were aware of him for sure. You know, we thought he was their best pass rusher, and he, like I said, he got to us a couple times and made some plays.